I would like to thank the organizer to choose this presentation to be as a oral presentation. Yeah. I'm Adele Benzakian, and all the other co-authors work for the Minister of Health in Brazil. So some background. Syphilis is mandatory after notification in Brazil. Congenital syphilis since 86. Notification of pregnant women with syphilis in 2005, and adult syphilis last month, we just do it. And of course, the elimination of congenital syphilis is a tragic goal for the health minister. We have other studies, a part of our national surveillance system. We're doing some court for syphilis and HIV in parturient in Brazil. And as you can see, on 2004, the prevalence was 1.6, on 2006, 1.1, in 2010, 0.8, and we are running now this year another study. In the end of 2010, the Brazilian Minister of Health launched the Stroke Initiative that we call Rede Cegonha program, in order to improve quality of antenatal care. And the National STI and AIDS Viral Hepatitis Program was responsible to expand the access of the pregnant woman by screening with HIV and syphilis rapid tests in the pregnancy. It's normative to do two tests, one in the first trimester and the other one in the third trimester. So we think that it facilitates syphilis diagnosis in pregnant women and also in their sexual partners. All the logistics to access the rapid test was responsible by the national program. So we are going to talk here about comparison between 2010 and 2012 by the report that with the surveillance data, and also about the distribution of the rapid test, training health professional, and also data about congenital syphilis in these past 2 years after the launch of Rede Cegonha. So in the beginning, the Minister of Health trained 1,123 health professionals to perform the rapid test, and they were responsible to multiply this technique in the health system. Right now, we have 5,488 municipalities that represent more than 98% of the municipalities in the country that are joining this initiative and using syphilis rapid tests. We do, since the beginning, video conference every 2 months with the 23 states coordination, and we also are implementing the quality control, quality assurance program for the performance of the rapid test. So as you can see here, the incidence of congenital syphilis and the detection of syphilis in pregnancy is increasing in Brazil after we start using and expanding the rapid test. So the number, according to the surveillance system, is that comparing the 2 years, we have an increase of 63% of syphilis in pregnancy, and we have 62.5% increase in the incidence rate of congenital syphilis when we compare 2010 to 2012. And we are now very far away from the elimination, that is less than 0.5. We have in 2012 3.5 per 1,000 live births in Brazil. So what we see here is that the use of rapid tests increase the diagnosis, and we don't know how the trend is going, but we think that we have to exhaust all the cases, and then the trend will go down. So, as you know, Brazil is huge, so we have estimate that we have per year 3 million pregnant women. And only in this initiative, we, on the past year, we distribute more than 1 million syphilis rapid tests, and that shows an increase of distribution for more than 300%. That is in red. In blue, you have the use of syphilis rapid tests in campaigns and on the VCT clinics around the country. We use this system only for the rapid test that called CISLOG, that the coordination in the state, they can ask for the test direct from the health minister, and also we can have additional data. So here is just to show you that we can see each state how the distribution is and how the performance of the tests are. This is 2012 and this is 2013. And on the surveillance data, we have some additional qualitative issues that this didn't change is the diagnosis on the last trimester. We still have on 2012 38.7% of the women there have their diagnosis on the last trimester that we have to work with and to implement early diagnosis. And also in Brazil, we have a kind of resistance to use penicillin on the primary care system. And this is becoming better, to break this paradigm. But still, we have 7.3% of the women that are not treated with penicillin at the primary care system in Brazil. And just to show the quality of the data, we can map which states are having more resistance. And in this year, we are doing a quality study to know better why people are resistant to use of penicillin. In conclusion, as you can see, epidemiologic data in Brazil suggests that incorporating rapid tests for syphilis into the initiative may offer opportunities to expand covers of detection of syphilis during pregnancy. The national surveillance highlights some gaps at the antenatal care, like late diagnosis and inadequate treatment of mother and sexual partners. But the Minister of Health will strengthen and expand the implementation of this program to achieve the target of elimination congenital syphilis. The goal this year is to perform more than 3 million rapid syphilis tests in the primary care. So my last thought is that what we aim to advert new cases of congenital syphilis with timely diagnosis during pregnancy and adequate treatment of mother and their partners. What we believe that Brazil that invests in association between the expansion of POC technology and increase of testing size in public health system is crucial to achieve diagnosis coverage. Just another information, Brazil is producing our own test because 3 years ago we buy the transfer technology from Kimbio, and Bio Manguinho is producing the rapid test. And just a last paragraph to say what leads us is the knowledge of one's own infection status is not a privilege, but a right in our public universal system. Thank you.
Yeah. We have a minute for questions for Adele, please.
Stan Vermont, Vanderbilt University. I missed at your very last comment in adopting the syphilis testing. Is that going to be a dual test, an HIV-syphilis dual test, or just syphilis?
Until now, we are doing separate HIV and syphilis for all pregnant women twice, but together, you know, in the same pinch, we do syphilis and HIV, but we are not using dual. But maybe in the future, we do have the technology to produce the dual tests also.
Is the same company in Brazil producing the HIV and the syphilis?
It's a Minister of Health company, because it's Fiocruz Biomanguinho that is part of the Minister of Health that is producing the rapid test.
Both tests? The HIV
both tests. Both tests.
They could be combined.
Yes.
I think you have a huge foreign market as well with the dual test, in the sense that that's the way WHO is recommending going. That's been discussed at this meeting in terms of the
yes.
syphilis elimination campaign.
Yes.
To piggyback on our more robust HIV screening and try to make sure we never miss a syphilis, because in our experience in Africa, that's what happens. We manage the HIV tests in a majority of patients, or in a large majority, and we miss the syphilis in so many of them.
We start using the syphilis and the HIV test before they have the dual one. So now we are using, I don't know if you know, DPP platform, and they are looking how to put on the DPP platform both of the tests.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Adele. And to all the speakers for staying within their time limits, we have 4 minutes to for the plenary session. So, well, we have seen here several studies showing what is being done in Latin America. It's good to know that the sexually transmitted diseases are not forgotten there, but of course there is a lot more to do. Thank you very much for being here.